Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for December 4th, 2023. I'm your host, John Lothian. And this podcast will provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN options, and delve into the first four stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Trading Technologies is making big news today, naming three veteran industry executives to senior leadership positions with the firm, including Justin Llewellyn Jones, who just announced he left Broadridge last week. He was named Chief Operating Officer. Joining him at TT are Alan Green as EVP Futures and Options and Christopher Heffernan as EVP Fixed Income. Green is a longtime executive with ION and SunGard. Heffernan comes from Flow Traders. Hillary Till announced on LinkedIn that she has assumed the role of Honorary Senior Visiting Fellow at Bayes Business School, City, University of London, strengthening her ties to the Faculty of Finance. She will also continue co-editing the Commodity Insights Digest, CID, for Bayes. Additionally, Ms. Till serves on the North American Advisory Board at the London School of Economics, furthering her commitment to bridging academia and industry in the finance sector. Bloomberg has a story about gold hitting all-time highs titled, "Here's How to Invest in Gold as It Hits an All-Time High." Although this is a story about investing in gold and not trading, the story does not even mention using futures. It, of course, mentioned ETFs, which have become huge in commodity investing. The Wall Street Journal wrote a compelling piece about a missing Ukrainian soldier titled "Dead or Alive: The Hunt for a Ukrainian Soldier Missing on a Chaotic Battlefield," with the subheading, "Rusin Finchuk was last seen under Russian fire. His unit told his wife he was dead. He just disappeared." Every day I take a potassium supplement. My potassium readings are low, and eating a banana a day does not seem to do the trick to raise my level. Now Bloomberg is reporting a fungus is threatening the world's banana supply in a story titled "Scientists and Farmers Race to Save the World's Banana Supply," with a subheading, "A deadly fungus threatens to wipe out the Cavendish, whose best hope may be genetic modification." Let's hope my potassium pills don't come from bananas. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been detained for 250 days and is still bringing his friends together, the journal reports. His friends are quoted as saying, and I agree, "Until he's home, we're never doing enough." There is a famous Dennis the Menace cartoon where he is asked what his favorite kind of nuts are, and he replies, "Donuts." For those of you who are like Dennis, the New York Times has just the thing in an article titled, "The Only Donut Recipe You'll Ever Need," with the subheading, "Once you make your donuts with brioche dough, Jiwand Komolaf writes, you may never go back." Today at COP28 in Dubai, the Board of International Organization of Securities Commissions, IOSCO, published a final report titled "Supervisory Practices to Address Greenwashing." The report provides an overview of jurisdiction initiatives undertaken to address greenwashing in line with IOSCO recommendations published in November 2021 and November 2022. The report says that challenges to implement are being addressed, but greenwashing remains a fundamental concern that puts investors and market integrity at risk. View the report with the link in today's newsletter. On December 3rd at COP28, IOSCO published a consultation report outlining a set of good practices to promote the integrity and orderly functioning of the voluntary carbon markets, VCMs. IOSCO, the leading international policy forum for securities regulators, is requesting comments from stakeholders on the 90-day public consultation. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were short sellers are endangered. That is bad news for markets from The Economist via Yahoo Finance. Oil's wild ride is driven by a disruptive band of bot traders from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. And Powell keeps rate hikes on the table, but he shifted his tone in one subtle way from Barron's. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a podcast from our Open Outcry Traders History Project. John Pichek, Open Outcry Traders History Project podcast interview. In a podcast interview with John Pichek by John Lothian, for the Open Outcry Traders History Project, Pichek and Lothian, that's me, engaged in a discussion of Pichek's family's long history in trading and his initial start on a career path towards medicine. He quickly switched to finance and accounting, however, before joining his father and grandfather on the trading floor of the Chicago Board of Trade. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. We also have a podcast from Sally Duros about the World Federation of Exchanges. ESG leaders from WFE, NASDAQ, SIX Exchange, and B3 preview sustainability and market insights ahead of December 5th WFE event at COP28. The World Federation of Exchanges is holding a special event jointly with WFE members in Dubai on December 5th, which is just transition day at COP28. The ESG podcast for John Lothian News talked with ESG leaders from members of the World Federation of Exchanges about the upcoming discussion and how exchanges are continuing to support the implementation of the Paris Agreement on climate change. Panelists at the WFE COP28 event will address regulation, green equities, voluntary carbon markets, which is VCMs, and transition. The December 5th WFE event features a keynote by Rostam Benham, chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release mentioned earlier from Trading Technologies. Trading Technologies taps three experienced capital markets business leaders for new senior management roles, effective January 1st. Trading Technologies International, Inc., TT, a global capital markets technology platform provider, announced today that the firm has appointed three industry leaders, each with decades of relevant experience, to key new posts on its leadership team. Joining on January 1st, 2024, will be Justin Llewellyn Jones as Chief Operating Officer, COO, Christopher Heffernan as EVP Fixed Income, and Alan Green as EVP Futures and Options. My comment, great hires by TT. Here's a story from The Intelligencer. The headline, how the Winklevi second act went bad inside the Twins crypto exchange, where they abandoned the rules to get bigger than they could handle. In early June 2019, Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss invited the author Ben Mesrich to a private get-together at the Park Avenue South headquarters of their crypto exchange, Gemini, an office where the money and ambition of the digital currency world were on outlandish display, a giant chrome statue reminiscent of the MTV Moon Man trophy hung from the ceiling. Employees were called astronauts. The C-suite was referred to as Mission Control. Mesrich, of course, was a key figure in the Winklevosses' lives. As author of The Accidental Billionaires, the founding of Facebook, a tale of sex, money, genius, and betrayal, the 2009 book that became The Social Network, he had helped define them before their 30th birthdays. As spoiled Ivy League monozygotic brats who had got rich thanks to their dad's lawyer, the Winklevi aren't suing me for intellectual property theft, Jesse Eisenberg, playing the Mark Zuckerberg character, says in one of the movie's key lines. They are suing me because, for the first time in their lives, things didn't go exactly the way they were supposed to for them. My comment. A terrific story about how easy it is to start down a noble road and take a wrong turn. Here's a story from BBC. Riz named Word of the Year 2023 by Oxford University Press. Are you good at chatting up or flirting with potential partners? If so, you may already have Riz, even if you didn't know it. The Oxford Word of the Year, internet slang for romantic appeal or charm, is mostly used by young people. My comment. I've never heard this word before, but I am old and married. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most click item Friday was the Markets Wiki page for Julie Lerner, which was our Markets Wiki page of the day. Second was our Markets Wiki page for Pan Exchange, Inc., the company Lerner founded and is now shutting down. Third was Lerner's post on LinkedIn announcing that Pan Exchange is shutting its doors. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, margin calls from clearinghouses seen stoking future crises. Central clearinghouses that hold over $1 trillion in liquid assets may exacerbate periods of financial stress, creating margin spirals that can push down asset prices, according to researchers from the Bank for International Settlements. The researchers focused on the impact when the central counterparty clearinghouses, known as CCPs, increase initial margin requirements for its members during times of stress. This may lead to fire sales in cash and derivatives markets as investors dump assets to raise the needed funds, increasing volatility further and triggering additional rounds of margin calls, the paper notes. Here's a story from Money Week. Crypto is monopoly money. FTX won't be the last crypto scandal because cryptocurrencies mirror the worst aspects of the finance industry. The fall of Sam Bankman-Fried, quote, serves as a cautionary tale for all those who believe that they are immune to the laws of financial gravity, unquote, says Maximilian Marenbach on crypto.news. Bankman-Fried has been convicted of fraud by a New York court and faces decades in prison. FTX, his cryptocurrency exchange, stole billions of dollars from customers' deposits and illegally passed the cash to Bankman-Fried's trading operation, where it was gambled away on high-risk cryptocurrency speculation. The hubris and arrogance that brought down FTX late last year are all too common across the tech industry. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, pressure is building in China's financial plumbing. Signs of indigestion in China's money markets are an ominous sign, particularly given shadow bank troubles and enormous government debt. Plumbing is something most of us take for granted until there's a problem, at which point things can get messy fast. Likewise, for the plumbing of modern financial systems, the money markets, where banks and other financial institutions make short-term loans to each other. So, given the strains China's economy is already laboring under, including a slow-motion property sector implosion and the serious insolvency of Zhangzi Enterprise Group, a large asset manager, its own words, it isn't a great sign that China's money markets have recently been throwing off little blips of distress too. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, surprise call shocks stayed corner of bond market, Credit Weekly. Arch Capital called $1.7 billion of credit risk transfer bonds. The move comes as banks look to shift more risk to investors. A normally sedate part of debt markets used by the finance industry to transfer mortgage default risk has been roiled after insurer Arch Capital Group Limited called $1.7 billion of the securities at par when they had been trading at a premium. The implications of Arch's move could be felt widely. More financial institutions, including banks, are looking to use bonds to shift credit risk to other investors and cut their capital requirements in the process. Investors were reminded that they need to look carefully at when their credit risk transfer bonds can be pulled away from them at face value, potentially handing them losses. Here's a story from the New York Times. The headline, Ego, Fear, and Money, How the AI Fuse Was Lit. The people who were most afraid of the risks of artificial intelligence decided they should be the ones to build it. Then distrust fueled a spiraling competition. Elon Musk celebrated his 44th birthday in July 2015 at a three-day party thrown by his wife at a California wine country resort dotted with cabins. It was family and friends only, with children racing around the upscale property in Napa Valley. This was years before Twitter became X and Tesla had a profitable year. Mr. Musk and his wife, Tallulah Riley, an actress who played a beautiful but dangerous robot on HBO's science fiction series Westworld, were a year from throwing in the towel on their second marriage. Larry Page, a party guest, was still the chief executive of Google, and artificial intelligence had pierced the public consciousness only a few years before when it was used to identify cats on YouTube with 16% accuracy. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.